With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration has announced more restrictions on members of the news media. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton explains.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Steve Daines believes that Republicans are going to benefit from President Trump's successes in next year's crucial midterm elections.
I've never seen the velocity of change attacking the woke agenda. You look at geopolitics, you look at taxes, you look at our southern border, the military. I mean, everywhere Trump is active, he's delivering these amazing results for the American people.
Daines is a Montana Republican. He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Tanzania's president, Samia Hassan, has won a disputed election with over 97% of the vote, according to official tallies coming in from last night. Her main opponents were prevented from running, however, leaving her virtually unopposed. Critics and opposition groups are raising a lot of concerns about the election's apparent unfairness. Protests have erupted across the country, leading to violence and a military response. The U.S. Special Envoy for Syria is calling Lebanon, quote, a failed state, highlighting frustrations with Beirut's paralyzed government. He says that in Syria, things are better following Bashar Assad's downfall. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is performing abortions again after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts. The state chapter says it was able to resume offering abortions because it relinquished its status as a, quote, essential community provider. The organization says by doing that, it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under the federal law and can get Medicaid funds. President Trump has vowed to do all he can to prevent taxpayers from funding abortion in this country. Planned Parenthood is America's largest abortion provider, takes in hundreds of millions of dollars every year. So-called climate change is apparently a factor in America's falling birth rate. Younger generations are increasingly citing climate change as making them reluctant to have children, according to several studies. They're worried about bringing kids into a world where they've been told the weather will be extreme. But many researchers are pointing out the dangers of the declining birth rate, including an economic collapse. This is SRN News. Well, make it two in a row for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Will Smith homered in the 11th inning after teammate Miguel Rojas connected for a tying drive in the 9th inning. Both men helped the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4 in Game 7 of the World Series. The Dodgers become the first team in a quarter of a century to win consecutive World Series titles. L.A. overcame 3-0 and 4-2 deficits and escaped a bases-loaded jam in the 9th inning.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, November the 2nd. It's the 306th day of 2025. There are just 59 days left in the old year. Daylight savings time over. Get your clocks right if you haven't done it already. On this date in history, 1948, and perhaps the most unexpected results in U.S. presidential election history, Democratic incumbent Harry Truman defeated heavily favored Republican Thomas Dewey. This is SRN News.